Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have our guests in the studio. We have Steve Double.
Hello, everyone out there in Vectis Radio land, tuned in, turned on, and listening to your community radio news.
Absolutely. And Matt.
Hello there.
And you would have heard Matt this morning on air.
back again.
Back again.
Couldn't keep him away.
No. So, Steve, you're heavily into local music. Well, the two of you are, you and Matt, aren't you?
Yeah. We've put on, well, not together, but over the years, we put on many shows separately. I was lucky enough to do Ventnor Fringe last year. And I said earlier on, a very great help from Vectis Radio, because they allowed me come on and plug it, and it sold out. So I'm very grateful for Vectis Radio. And before then, we put on various gigs. I've done a thing for the local charity called Patch in Ventnor that helps people with cancer. That was a huge success, and that was in Ventnor Park. So, yeah, between us, we've had a bit of experience, Steve, haven't we? Like,
eh? Yeah, well, our paths crossed, don't they? And so we're still there. We're still fighting for the local music scene. And we've got news of the great Woody Guthrie show. This is coming up next Saturday at the Apollo Theatre.
Indeed. So tell us more about that.
Well, we did a show which was an all-day sort of festival, which was about the formation of like punk rock in 1977 at the Marquee Club, and people came back to kind of remember 6 years of Operation Geranium, and sort of that was a thing that changed music forever, punk rock, because anyone could be
DIY
sort of musician. You didn't have to be in a prog rock band and have a record company and millions of pounds. You could do it over your kitchen sink and table. And so that was the formation of like punk rock and how that changed music, the Marquee, the Reading Festival, and I think you had Nigel Hutchins in. And then this is sort of follows on a bit. It's sort of like a sequel. It's like the origins of folk music and how that came about. And really, we're going back to the story of Woody Guthrie and his life, which was a life of chaos and tragedy, and but a steely determination that eventually, after his demise, he could pass on the ballad, the baton, for creating folk songs and writing folk music to a very young Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, yeah.
He went to see him in a sanatorium as his life was sadly cut short by Huntington's disease, and he was in the sanatorium at the end of his life, and he wrote a postcard for Bob Dylan, and it just said, "I ain't dead yet." And Bob Dylan inherited all his clothes, his hats, and he was the inspiration for Bob Dylan.
Wow.
So I think the story is Bob Dylan, everyone knows Bob Dylan, but they don't know how he founded and what inspired him and what incentivized him to become a folk songwriter. And that was his love of the hero of American cultural social history, Woody Guthrie. So Bob Dylan went to see Woody Guthrie, and it's sort of documented a little bit in the biopic about Dylan, the film that came out, which was a big, huge cinema success. And the dusky figure in the opening credits is sort of seems really irrelevant and seems not to be part of it. But that was, in fact, Woody Guthrie, who played a big role in not just Bob Dylan, but also the lives of Pete Townsend and Bruce Springsteen, Joe Strummer,
and the Stones,
Ralph
as well.
McTell, the Beatles, Paul McCartney, the Stones, everybody kind of, these people, they didn't sort of set out to be pop stars and millionaires. They set out to play guitar and imitate their heroes, Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, and these American things, stars whose records they managed to collect in the days when they were penniless art students in rented bedsits learning to play guitar. So I think the project came about because Pete Townsend had read a book about immigrant Mexican workers who were missed out of the plane records when a plane crashed in the Dust Bowl. And all the passengers were killed, but the records never mentioned the paying passengers that were migrant food crop workers. And that was detailed in the book, and that was something that enraged Woody Guthrie. And he wrote a song about it, and the book came out later. And it's all the research about Woody Guthrie, people who knew him and his life, has been done by Philip Kaufman, who's an American professor. And that sort of narrative to the songs.
Mm.
And Pete Townsend wanted his friend Reg Muros to write the songs, and he think Reg Muros is such a talented guitar player and such a unique songwriter. There's no one else he would have really wanted to write the songs and write the album. And so after phoning him up and Reg agreeing to write the songs, which was the album was produced in Pete Townsend's studio, he played on the album. And then they went out on tour, and initially it was Reg solo. And since after 2 years, more people want to join the show and be in the band, the Strike Band. And it's now a who's who of folk music. You know, Phil Beers from Show of Hands. Geraint Watkins has played with so many different people over the decades. Van Morrison, Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, Nick Lowe, Dave Edmonds, the list goes on. And also people like Marion Fleetwood from Feast of Fiddles, Tradar, the Sandy Denny Project. So they're all sort of coming together. They all want to tell the story of Woody Guthrie. And it's important today. There's themes that run through his life which are important. We're still seeing this happening in history, repeating itself today. So it's an education, it's informative, and it's a great music show, great musicians in the Strike Band. We were lucky enough to go and see them at the New Forest Folk Festival. They were headlining with other sort of folk people there. And to come to the island at a time when we have got fire and dust, and but we're talking about the dust storms of the 1940s, the Dust Bowl Balladeer, and we're talking about the incredible impact that the life of a very human person had on the influence that he brought to the table for other musicians that have gone on and followed him, really. And although a lot of people criticise Bob Dylan for going electric and not following in the traditional path of folk songwriting, he still was a major influence on Dylan, I'm sure, and so many other musicians. So we're lucky, really, that we've got the world of music today that we didn't have. Woody Guthrie, it was very different times, no internet, no TV, very little radio, but a man who became famous because he just turned up with a guitar and played in places where the chapel was, the sermon couldn't read his preaching, his psalms, because the dust storms had covered all the pages, but Woody could turn up with his guitar and play the songs, so people stayed around for that. You know, it's like a really incredible story, yeah.
And that's the thing, isn't it? When you get somebody as iconic as that, everybody finds out over the years just what he was like. Because back then, as you say, there was no internet, there were no seriously hugely widely read magazines.
No, well, a lot of older people know about Woody Guthrie, and a lot of older people say, yeah, he was a hero. And the way he sort of thought things and made decisions about things and decided things based on his life and things that impacted him. You know, the word genius is bandied around, but a lot of younger people won't know who Woody Guthrie is, and they sort of like, I mean, I know a younger generation, they probably don't know David Bowie or Mark Bolan, but older people remember Woody Guthrie, remember some of his songs, and what's more, the story now sort of is being told about how he influenced the life of the musicians that came after him, which probably at the time wasn't something he considered. You know, he died quite young. He had a degenerative illness, a family illness, Huntington's disease, which he died from. And, you know, we look at now maybe finding some sort of treatments and some better understanding of these sort of really, like, cruel health conditions.
Absolutely.
Which he suffered with, and his family suffered with it through his life, you know, a life of fire and dust, which is recounted in the songs on the album. So, good evening. It's a good evening. And Matt came last time to see him.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. He was on his own last time, but it's absolutely amazing. And he done, obviously, tributes to Woody Guthrie. He done his own stuff as well. A fantastic show. And as Steve said, he'll have a band with him on Saturday night, so that'll be even better. So come along. I think we should tell him where it is, Steve, you know.
Yeah, it's at the Apollo Theatre. It's the historic Apollo Theatre, because it's been there for more than 50 years, and a group of friends decided to buy a Methodist chapel just so they could put on their versions of plays and things, and cast the plays from the membership. And then the members said, well, we'll sell the ice creams, we'll run the box office, and we'll repair the theatre, and we'll keep it as a community asset as long as we can carry on putting on the plays which we want to produce. And it's Am Dram, that's the core of it, really, a playhouse theatre. And we've sort of been quite privileged to have a few music shows, and we've tried to bring people that are theatre sort of listening audiences that people will enjoy, you know. And they're great musicians, they're the cream of UK's touring folk acoustic musicians. So, and other shows we've done there which have been good. So the Apollo Theatre, long may it rain, and it's a part of the community. It has been for 50 years, so we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to support what's already there.
Absolutely, you're so right. So how can people get tickets?
Go to the Apollo Theatre box office, and there's a clip of the Reg Muros songs being played by the Strike Band, I believe, that's available to listen to. Pre-listen, but come along to the show. I mean, there'll be a box office on the day. It'll be open from Saturday in the morning. They have a coffee morning where they take people on a tour of the theatre and show people around to see how it works. It's still a working theatre. It's still people, volunteers that run it. And they're always there on a Saturday morning to help people understand how the project has kind of survived and worked and what they achieve and what they've done in the past. Go online or come on the night or go on Saturday morning and we'll be there to meet you, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in to chat to us today, Steve and Matt.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's
all
right.
It's a pleasure.
I never got to talk about my cat because my neighbour's cat keeps coming in my house and it's getting it to be a problem because my wife is blaming me for it, but the cat, she thinks I like the cat. I don't actually like the cat.
But is a cat a supporting act on Saturday night? That's what we want to know.
It would be if he could, but he sort of comes in the front door and then he hides under the bed upstairs. And he gets upstairs and I can't get him out of the house. And then the wife comes back and says, why have you let that cat in?
And you're in
house?
Trouble because the cat's got in the house.
I said, the cat has got a mind of its own. It doesn't actually like me. It just likes getting me into trouble.
Like Top Cat.
It is a bit like Top Cat.
But thank you
I found a new place in Ryde, and that's called the Smuggler's Cat, and that's where the White Rock bars used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever went there, but they
I went there.
And it's a cellar bar on the corner of Lynn Street, and it's made it into a heritage centre, and it's just got a massive collection of collector's items all about the history of the island, so signs and the history of steam trains and everything we used to have on the island maybe 60 years ago is in place, and it's a memorabilia. But it's also a bar and a coffee place. And it's for a new place in Ryde, I think it's a great place. So that's my tip for the day, the Smuggler's Cat.
Where the cat hangs out.
I wish my neighbour's cat would hang out there because it's pestering me, really.
That's probably where you're going wrong, Steve. You have to open up a cafe for cats, you know. Yeah. I think there's one in Bath,
Call for Cats.
Call for Cats, yeah.
Squeeze.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way you get Billy Bragdown, you see.
Yeah, I did see him at Tolpoll. He wasn't there this year on the Tolpoll March. And I guess it's because he was supporting Squeeze. But you had a story about Squeeze.
Oh, no, did it?
We were talking about this poor little cat that likes to go to Steve's house. Now, every Monday afternoon, we have something called Kitty's Cats, which is a little segment on cats. So you've obviously got a bit of a problem.
I didn't know about this. I didn't want to talk about cats. But I know it's hot, folks, out there, but don't leave your doors open because your next-door neighbour's cat doesn't need an invitation to come in your house and then they hide under the bed and it's a struggle to get them to leave. And I think Winston Churchill was right. Cats look down on people. Dogs look up to people and pigs treat people as equals.
Yeah, trouble is, though, Steve, you're feeding this cat quite well. I mean, that's why it keeps coming in your house.
No, I don't feed it. I mean, they say the cat likes me, but I don't like the cat.
Well, they obviously have some sort of a lead into your house for some reason, you know.
Just don't leave your doors open in the summer because your neighbour's cat will invite. Doesn't need an invitation.
You've got a cat party there,
It's Call for Cats.
Yeah, very
yes.
Much
so. So, Operation Geranium, Steve.
Yeah, since 2020, every year we grow 600 plants and we try to support the employment rights of people, adults with learning and support needs and additional needs to grow the plants in nurseries. And then we use climate change, planet aware company, a pedal bike cycle company called kia.co.uk, and they do some of the deliveries with us. So we're all a kind of environmentally friendly delivery program. And we go out to sort of nursing homes and we try to support people who are older through libraries, cafes, community centres to give them a free plant. And we've had our Operation Geranium Festival at the Apollo Theatre and someone took a plant. They came from Northampton on a canal boat. They play in a band called Tarantism that are popular around a lot of alternative festivals. And their band Tarantism has got the guitar player from Hawkwind in it as well. But she took a pot of geranium back in her car, drove all the way back to the Northampton to the boat where she lives on the canal, and I've seen pictures of it, and there's a whole garden that's grown up around this donated geranium, which is very proud to share of her. She's got her back into gardening, and so that's a good thing. But every garden, every one of the 600 plants, it's made someone's life better and it's impacted on their lives. And so that's why we do music, and that's why we're here, really.
Indeed. And I have one from Operation Duranium that I received after your festival there at the Apollo recently. And it has Pride of Place on their mantelpiece. Beautiful bright red flowers.
That's good, isn't it? The flowers of romance. Yes.
Yeah. Were. Yeah.
Through a geranium.
Through a geranium, yes.
Indeed.
We're sharing the love of geraniums.
Absolutely, we are sharing the love of geraniums.
Summer.
So, as a final thing, what would you say to people about your event on Saturday?
I just think people need to learn about Woody Guthrie, because it wasn't... I mean, a lot of people say that we wouldn't have had Bob Dylan, and Bob Dylan became famous, but the person who sparked his interest in writing songs and being a folk musician was Woody Guthrie. So if you like Bob Dylan, find out about the origins of him and the origins of folk music generally by coming to learn about Woody Guthrie. And there's no better way to learn about it than a narrative and story. And as we said, like Reg Muir's brilliant guitar player, songwriter, and other people are joining him on the tour in the band because they want to acclaim that folk music came from somewhere and it was part of something, and it wasn't processed and managed by an AI computer. It was followed on from a real life story, and that was the life of Woody Guthrie, America's folk music hero.
Well, I think to come along, urge people to come along, because it would be a really good show. And as Steve said, it's very skilled musicians going to be on stage, and it's all boding well for a really good show. So put it out on your Sunday night, come along and enjoy some good music at the Apollo Theatre.
And it follows on from Newport Carnival.
Absolutely.
So if you're in the samba band, you can leave your drums and come in your costume. We're fine with that.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with it.
But there's no cats allowed.
No invitation to cats.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for popping in to visit us.